this week. So in honor of that, here's Slide Milligan from his CD Blood Red River and Sharks. Slide Milligan from his new CD Blood Red River and Sharks in honor of Shark Week this week on TV. Hey, let's take a look through history and see what happened in the world of blues, jazz, and related subjects. We'll start with births and deaths from today on through the rest of the week, today being the 24th of July. And we have birthdays for Mighty Mo Rogers, born 1942 down in East Chicago. And today marks the passing of Clarence Bontol Garlow back in 1986. He was 75 years old. He passed away in Beaumont, Texas, which is where Johnny Winter's from. And Mr. Garlow has the honor of being one of the first guys to hire Johnny Winter in his band. Let's see, on the 25th now, we have a birthday for Robert Lucas, born 1962 in Long Beach, California. And Annie Ross of Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross, a great jazz band, not an accounting firm, born 1930 in Mitcham in the UK. Also the birthday of Sylvester Weaver, one of the great guitar players, and actually the player of the first slide guitar tunes that were ever recorded, Guitar Rag and Guitar Blues. He was born 1897 in Louisville, Kentucky. We'll hear Guitar Rag in just a little bit. And the 25th marks the passing of jazz guitar great Tal Farlow back in 1998. He was 77 years old. Let's see, also on the 25th was when Big Mama Thornton passed away in 1984. She was 57 years old. Moving to the 26th, birthday for Alberta Adams, born 1920 in Indianapolis. Popsy Dixon of the Holmes Brothers, born 1942 in Norfolk, Virginia. Mick Jagger's birthday, born 1943 in Dartford in the UK. Darlene Love, born 1941, down in L.A. And let's see, the 26th marks the passing of, well, one of the members of Johnny Winter's band, Uncle John Turner, passed in 2007. He was 62 years old. Moving to the 27th birthday for Roger Hurricane Wilson. Happy birthday, Roger, born 1953 in Newark, New Jersey. And 27th marks the passing of Lightnin' Slim back in 1974. He was 61 years old. Also, guitarist Morris Pajo passed in 1982. He was 58 years old. And Roscoe Shelton passed in 2002 at the age of 70. On the 28th birthday for, look at this, Michael Bloomfield, one of the greatest, born 1943 down in Chicago. Junior Kimbrough, born 1930 in Hudsonville, Mississippi. Slide guitar great Roy Rogers, born 1950 in Redding, California. And the 21st marks the passing of Dusty Hill from ZZ Top just last year at the age of 72. Let's see, on the 29th birthday for another jazz guitar pioneer, Charlie Christian, born 1916 down in Dallas, Texas. And the 29th marks the passing of a jazz guitar great Chuck Wayne back in 1997. He was 74 years old. On the 30th, we have a birthday for Michael Burks, another great Alligator recording artist, born 1957 and lost to us much too young. Also on the 30th, birthday for Buddy Guy, born 1936. He's from Lettsworth, Georgia. Also on the 30th, Big Jack Johnson, born 1940, and he's out of Lambert, Mississippi. And let's see, you probably caught him in the movie Deep Blues, along with Junior Kimbrough as well. David Sanborn's birthday on the 30th as well, born 1945 in Tampa, Florida. Otis Taylor, born 1948 down in Chicago. And the 30th marks the passing of Sam Phillips back in 2003 at the age of 80. Other events from the week, it was the 24th of July in 1963 when Ray Charles recorded Busted at the Capitol Studios in New York. 25th of July 1942, Capitol Records had their first number one hit, Cow Cow Boogie. It was by Ella Mae Morse and Freddie Slack and was one of the first six records that Capitol released. It was in 1965 on the 25th of July, the crowd at the Newport Folk Festival turned surly, and Pete Seeger was especially incensed, threatening to take an axe to PA cables when Bob Dylan, backed by a pickup band composed of Paul Butterfield Blues Band members, delivered an abbreviated electrified set. And the performance was met with a mixture of applause and booing. Dylan promptly left the stage only to be coaxed back to perform a couple of acoustic tunes with just his harp and guitar. And the cause of the audience's hostility was the subject of dispute. Some maintained that folk purists in the crowd were put off by Dylan's conversion to rock, and others maintained that a highly distorted PA was the problem. I wasn't there. I can't tell you. 26th of July, 1951, Sam Lightnin' Hopkins recorded the album Blues in My Bottle. He did that for the Bluesville label. 27th of July, 1935, Tampa Red was in the studio and he recorded several tunes. He did My Baby Said Yes, I'm Betting on You, Rowdy Woman Blues, Keep on Dealing, Play Your Hand, and I Could Learn to Love You. So good. Did all of those for the Bluebird label, and we'll be playing Keep on Dealing in just a little bit. It was the 27th of July in 1956 that Willie Dixon recorded 29 Ways, another great tune. Well, he wrote so many great tunes. 28th of July 1936, a 19-year-old Nat Cole recorded Honey Hush. He had brother Eddie Cole's Solid Swingers, and that was done for the Decca label, and it was his very first recording. Here's an interesting item. 1958, on the 28th of July, Billboard reported on a claim from the ESSO Research Center. Tuning in rock and roll music on a car radio can cost a motorist money because the rhythm can cause his driver to unconsciously jiggle the gas pedal, thus wasting fuel. There you go. There's my fuel-saving tip for the day. Don't listen to rock and roll music in the car. 29th of July, 1967, Pete Welding recorded a session with Honey Boy Edwards in Chicago, and it didn't get released until 30 years later on the Testament label. And it was the 30th of July in 1969 that Freddie King recorded a very frequently covered tune, The Stumble. And he did that in New York for the Cotillion label. Let's commemorate these events with some music, and we will go back to 1923. Here's Sylvester Weaver and Guitar Rag.
Thank you. when you start to gambling, you must expect to lose. So don't come running, hollering the gambler's blues. Just play your hand, keep on dealing. You'll be lucky on down the line. Bad luck and trouble run hand in hand. You women don't have it until you lose your man. But play your hand, keep on dealing. You'll be lucky on down the line. Man, if your woman quit you and go away, just keep on hoping she'll come back someday. And play your hand, keep on dealing. You'll be lucky on down the line. Play that thing, boy. Play it for me. Good luck is a fortune bound to come your way. Don't get this courage and throw your cards away. But play your hand, keep on dealing. You'll be lucky on down the line. Don't let your trouble last you too long. If you can't whistle, just sing a song. And play your hand, keep on dealing. You'll be lucky on down the line. You folks remember, for goodness sake, good things they only come to those who wait. And play your hand, keep on dealing. You'll be lucky on down the line.
Daddy, right? Put on your red bonnet with a green ribbon on it, and away we'll go. Gonna spend my money and have some fun jumping at the Zydeco. Don't be late, we're ready at 8, we're ready, I know. Do it upright every Saturday night, jumping at the Zydeco. Gonna kill the cow and the butcher's sow, we're gonna stop and get Aunt Lou. A buttermilk and a pot to shower, we're gonna have hog crackling too. Put on your red bonnet with a green ribbon on it, and away we'll go. Gonna spend my money and have some fun jumping at the Zydeco. Kill the cow and the butcher's sow, we're gonna stop and get Aunt Lou. A buttermilk and a pot to shower, we're gonna have hog crackling too. Put on your red bonnet with the green ribbon on it, and away we'll go. Gonna spend my money and have some fun jumping at the Zydeco.
I don't want you to know. I even got a hole in a bedroom for about 29 ways to make it to my baby door.
To my lovely baby's door.
If you need me bad, I can find about two or three more.
One, two, many more.
Behind our clothes, a way through the attic that no one knows, a master key to fit any lock, a hidden door behind Grandpa's clock. I got 29 ways to make it to my baby door.
To my lovely baby's door.
If you need me bad, I can find about two or three more.
One, two, many more.
To my lovely baby's door.
Oh, to my lovely baby's door.
Oh, baby.
To my lovely baby's door.
This is Luke D. Real food you want. Come to Mango Bay every day. Real food.
Mango Bay Restaurant, located in the heart of downtown Montreal, 1236 Mackay Street, Suite 201. For reservations, please call 514-875-7082 or visit mangobay.ca. Real food.
Let's get together.
Hi, this is Howard Glazer in Detroit, Michigan. You're listening to Cha 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 in Blue on CKUT FM 90.3. Dig the blues.
You ain't nothing but a hound. Been snooping around my door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping around my door. You can wag your you know more. You told me you
just another good girl gone down. Don't cry, baby. Please don't cry after I'm gone. Don't cry, baby. Please don't cry after I'm gone. I'm just another good girl who loved you, and I didn't do anything wrong. If you still say you love me, baby, and really mean it's true, if you still say you love me, baby, and really mean it's true, everything I do in life, I'll do it just for you.
Lord, if it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. Lord, if it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. No bad luck, it been falling for lightning ever since I began to crawl. Now, folks, I was born in the last month of the year, in the last week of the month, and in the last day of the week. In the last hour in the day, in the last minute in the hour, in the last second in the minute. And to tell you the truth about it, I was lucky to get you at all. Police took me down to jail, and they tied me to the wall. Police took me down to jail, and they tied me to the wall. Now, if it wasn't for bad luck, people, lightning wouldn't have no luck at all.
Thank you.
when the blues keep following them around. What can a poor man do when the blues, keep following him around? Get him a half a pint of good liquor and sit there and drink him on down.
Come on, sit. Junior, I heard you. Calling my name.
And that was Junior's Blues, and that's from the soundtrack of Deep Blues and Junior Kimbrough, of course. Before that, we went back to 1969 for the classic The Stumble from Freddie King. Buddy Guy demonstrating the very best clean strat tone you'll ever hear in the title track to the album A Man and the Blues from 1968. We heard Light and Slim, and that was a 1965 recording, Bad Luck Blues. Alberta Adams before that, and Remember Me from 1953. Big Mama Thornton and the classic Hound Dog from 1952. A couple of unusual rhythm tunes before that. Willie Dixon and 29 Ways, recorded during this week back in 1956. And Clarence Bonton Garlow, and a tune recorded this very day, the 24th of July back in 1953, Jumping at the Zydeco. We heard also from Morris Pedro before that, and that was Maybe Blues and from 1953, and I got that out of a great compilation called Chicago Blues of the 1950s. We heard from Tampa Red, and a tune recorded during this week as well, back in 1935, and that was Keep On Dealing, Play Your Hand. And before that, we started it off with Sylvester Weaver, and I got that out of the Rough Guide to Bottleneck Blues, and we heard Guitar Rag, which is reputed to be the very first bottleneck recording on guitar, and it's from 1923. Let's see what's going on around town if you want to get out and catch something live. Well, tomorrow, on Monday at 6 p.m., Peter and the Wolves at Stromboli Square, 121 Duluth Street East. And Peter and the Wolves are Howlin' Pete Cormier, Meg Thompson, and Eddie Blake Eden's going to be filling in on the bass. On Wednesday, that's the English Community Organization of Lanaudière École, has a Blues in the Park event, and they're presenting Rob Lutz at Place Rodden Park across from the Town Hall. And they suggest bring your own folding chair. And if there's rain, the show's going to take place at the activity room at 3657 Queen Street in Rodden, I'm assuming. Coming up on Thursday, and this is what we're going to finish with later on, is Adam Karch going to be playing at the Tavern Lady Davidson at 3400 Ontario East, which I can only assume is at the corner of Davidson. And he'll be there on Thursday at 5 p.m. Also on Thursday, Mama's Broke doing an album release party with Tim Erickson, and this is at the Sala Rosa, and doors at 7:30, show at 8:30. Also on Thursday, well, you've got, what is this, Restaurant Biggs Deli and Pizza has Jimmy James playing in there, that's right, from 7 to 10, and they are at 1950 Curie Label in St. Jerome. Let's see, coming up on Friday, you've got a spectacular tribute to Tom Petty, and that's by Marc Prévost, doing a Tom Petty solo tribute at the Brasserie Beaubien at 73 Beaubien East. Doors open at 9, show at 9:30. Saturday, Eugene Ripper got back to Montreal with a new single. It's a limited edition 7-inch, going to be on sale at the show only. A big mashup of punk, folk, blues, rockabilly, and rock and roll. And that's going to be at Le Petit Marche at 5035 Saint-Denis Street. On Saturday, Edward Sayers live at the Quai des Brumes at 4481 Saint-Denis, just below Mont-Royal. Also on Saturday, Hurricane Jane's new tribute to Sirens of Rock is going to be premiering at the McCollins Pub in 2362 Boulevard Hymas in Dorval. And they say that they have two surprise guest musicians who will join the band for the first half of the show to give you a taste of a tribute. And looking forward to launching their new sound, she says. So look forward to Hurricane Jane at this one. On Sunday, 7 Miles are going to be playing The Doors at Le Marché à Côté at 5043 Saint-Denis Street right here in Montreal. Let's take a look down the bar scene now if you are downtown in Saint-Denis Street. It's Sunday night, so of course, at the Bistro Jojo, it's La Messe à Jojo. Monday and Tuesday, Mick Martel is in. On Wednesday, Marc Fecteau is in. Thursday, Joe Hell. Friday, Dwayne Dixon does the 5 à 9, followed by Uncle Groove. And Saturday, Freddie Dixon does the 5 à 9, followed by Uncle Groove. And then on Sunday, of course, you have Joe Hell doing the 5 à 9, followed by La Messe à Jojo. Upstairs this week, they don't have a blues on Thursday. They got Tory Butler in. It's going to be a great show anyway, but he's definitely more jazzy. The blues next come back to them at the next show, Otis Alley Blues Band, August 4th. Brutopia, let's see, open mic, trivia. Then on Thursday, Harry Lawson. Friday, the Muddy Wheel. And Saturday, the Bud Rice Band is going to be in. Let's see, at the Barfly, you have, of course, it's Sunday night, so it's their traditional bluegrass night, hosted by Matt Large and Mike Pietzma. You can get some blues also at Modavie at Saint Laurent and Saint Paul. From Dwayne Dixon is in on Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Sundays, and Friday and or Saturday you can get Graham Chambers, and he'll probably play you some blues if you ask nice. Let's see. Diaisons, Kim Richardson is back in after a hiatus during the Jazz Fest while they were tied up doing all kinds of other stuff. Of course, you have Blues 7 nights a week over at Smoked Meat Pete as well, so you can always check that out. Just go to his Facebook page. He's got the whole schedule lined up right there on one big graphic. Here's some jam nights for you on Sundays. The Jam au Milieu at 1251 Rue Robin, right down near the village in Montreal. And Brutopia has their open mic on Sunday nights as well at 1219 Crescent Street, as does the Bar de Courcelles at 4685 Notre Dame at the corner of de Courcelles. And Billy Buck, also Sunday nights, they're at 3135 Rue Masson. On Tuesdays, the Barfly has an open mic at 9:30, and you have to get your name on the list if you want to play. Wednesdays, Duffy's Bar is got their open jam as well. Drums and amps are provided. It goes from 8 p.m. on. And this week is a kind of a special event for them because George and Melody are hosting. They were originally planning to invite everyone and all their friends, of course, to their wedding day jam 2 years ago. But it wasn't possible because of, you know, damn COVID. So they had a small wedding with some close family and friends, and 2 years later now, they can finally do what they set out to do originally, and here it is. You're all invited to their two-year anniversary jam at Duffy's this coming Wednesday. L'Orbit at 406 Notre Dame Est also has open mic night on Wednesday evenings. Brasserie La Barbière at 2137 Rosemont also, so they do theirs from 8 p.m. on. Benelux and Verdun has open mics on Wednesdays, also 7 till 8:30. That's the Benelux Brasserie Artisanale in Verdun at 4026 Wellington. And Thursdays, Mariposa open mic. You have to get your name in there as well and arrive by 6 o'clock because they draw for names at 6:25 with a maximum of 20 performers. Mayfair Tavern on Thursdays has a blues night, 22 Avenue de l'Abbé de Valois in Pointe-Claire. Usually Denny Snyder is the host. I'm not sure what happens when he's out of town, which I think he's been busy lately. Atlantic Pub and Eatery at 36 McDougall Street East in Alexandria, Ontario also. And you recognize a lot of the people that host there, you know, Paolo Stante hosts there, and a lot of the guys who play around town here also go there. Alexandria is a very short drive away. Fridays, Brasserie Lunique has the Blues Jam. They're at 805 Boulevard de Carry. And the host this week is Rick Dopra Band. And coming up over the next few weeks, they have Better Days, The Unapologetic, and The Last Call Blues Band will all be hosting jam nights. The Insiders Cafe has an open mic also, a jam night from 7:30 till 9. They're at 4451 Saint-Denis Street. And Phoenix Friday Night Jams at the Restaurant Basile in Saint-Anne de Bellevue at 72 Saint-Anne Street as well. Saturday's Mayfair Tavern has an open mic night. I already told you, they're at 22 Avenue de la Baie de Valois in Pointe-Claire. Let's see, there are some weekly blues swing dance nights as well. And some of them do have some live music. I only know of one, though. But Sundays, you have Les Dimanches Rock and Roll at L'Île Noire. That's 1649 Rue Saint-Denis from 6:30 to 11. Tuesdays, you have Les Mardis 88 Swing at Chez Ernest. That's at 6596 Rue Saint-Hubert. Tuesdays also, the Mardi Rock and Roll with Tony B. Good as your DJ. And that's at hosted by École de Danse Jive Studio at Les Enfants de Rock, 1550 Avenue Mont-Royal Est. And Thursdays at 7 o'clock, you have Stardust Soiree at Chez Ernest with Emily Estrella and the Stardust Stompers. They usually bring somebody else in around 10 o'clock to join in the fun. And this week, though, they haven't listed anybody yet. So I'll see if there's somebody there. Maybe by the time this airs, that will have changed. So that's about it. That's your rundown for the week. I'm going to leave you here with a taste of Adam Karch. This is probably more the situation he'll be in. He'll probably be on his own when he plays at the Tavern Lady Davidson this coming Thursday. So here from his CD Moving Forward is his take on Warren Zevon's Werewolves of London. Have a great week, folks. I'll be back again next Sunday night.
saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand, walking through the streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fuchs. He's gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Ah, whoo, werewolves in London. Ah, whoo. Ah, whoo. Hear him howling around your kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves in London again. Ah, who? Werewolves in London. Ah, who? Who ran a monk in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor.
To the Ill Groove Garden, it is I, the capital Z-I-P, Steven Ziplock Hennessy representing for the crew, DJ Blaster and Mystical Flex. And to mark your calendar date, we dead in the middle of summer. It is July the 24th, 2022, and God, it has been hot outside. It's been lovely. Hope you've been able to get out and about. First, I gotta say, happy birthday to my firstborn daughter. Zaria, oh my God, 16 years old already. So happy birthday out to her. Lots of things going on. It's a crazy year. We got anniversaries. We've got birthdays. We've got West Haven's anniversary. We're in the park for our 50th year anniversary on the 20th of August. Again, 50 years. We're asking for a $50 donation or 50 hours in volunteer time. Definitely get at us. And this radio station's Ill Groove Garden, this show right here, we turning 25 this year. So we celebrating. We doing something on August 21st. We doing it a live radio broadcast. So we're going to give you that location. You can come down and celebrate it with us live or tune in